From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hi again. Here's the question. How can we fight burnout in an always-on culture? You know what I mean by always-on. You never seem to be able to escape your job, either because you're thinking about it or you're digitally connected to it. Well, burnout comes from stress, and stress has three main sources. Number one, it may be intrinsic to the field of work you've chosen. Number two, your boss may inflict stress on you. And number three, it may be self-inflicted stress. It could be some combination of the three, but let's break them down. Intrinsic stress. Some fields, more than others, demand what's called emotional labor. Your work may naturally be unpredictable and urgent, like working in an ER or the police department or the fire department. Your work may be emotionally draining, like social welfare or crisis counseling, or teaching where students start with terrible disadvantages. You may work in a 24/7 environment, like my friends in the media, who have to publish at all hours of the day and night. Or you could work in a call center, customer service, where people are constantly unhappy and dumping on you. You understand that your profession can take an emotional toll, and therefore you pay close attention to your own health. You should take advantage of your organization's employee wellness benefits, probably more so than anyone else. You should connect in your field with, formally or informally, others who focus on how to build resilience. And in the absence of any of those possibilities, you should acknowledge the built-in stress. Determine if you have or can build some coping skills, from playing mindless video games to learning mindfulness training to getting a pet. And of course, if the pressure is impossible, you think about changing careers. But what about boss-inflicted stress? Now I'm talking to the leaders. If you're the leader, make certain you aren't the cause of needless burnout in people. As I wrote in a column for the Poynter Institute a few years back, we often are asking people today to do so much more with fewer resources. And if that's an inescapable truth in your world, then still check the following. Is your strategy still valid? Can you do a better job of prioritizing for people so they know what to do more of and what they might be able to stop doing or at least do less of? Are your systems outdated? Can you revisit workflow, paperwork, things that habitually have been requirements and maybe don't really need to be done anymore? Are you giving people sufficient training in technology, or do you throw them in the deep end, and does that add to their stress? Do you email people at all hours of the day and night each time an idea or question pops into your head? And do you expect people to drop everything and reply? I hope not. And if not, have you told them that they can reply during normal work hours? If you don't, they may assume they have to. Do you put out work schedules and vacation schedules in a timely fashion so people can plan their personal lives? Do you have bad habits that stress out your staff, like anger management problems or micromanagement problems or perfectionism? If you address these issues, you can reduce burnout. Now, what about self-inflicted stress? Now, that too can come from perfectionism, but it can also come from our own addiction to our digital devices. We may be training others on our team to expect that we are eternally on call. Now, let me ask you this. Do you spend your late night hours online? Or if you get up in the middle of the night, do you grab your cell phone and check your email? Do you have to, or do you want to? And do you realize that research says that blue light from those devices actually messes with our melatonin, which is a sleep-inducing hormone? So our sleep can be disrupted by those digital devices. Have you had a talk with your own boss lately about priorities and expectations? Let me ask you this. Have you had a similar talk with your closest family members or loved ones? Because think about it. If you're going to be always connected in a 24/7 world, let it be with the people you love. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler.